supposed to be at any given time. I hope you will all understand that I must keep my scribe and associates in total security because the man projects violence and even has a poster on his door warning of explosives ready to detonate if uninvited persons come onto the property. This was pointed out to Charles Neal, who simply went to pick up his own generator on loan to this family. When one went to exchange original computer equipment, repaired and usable, to get two computer setups on loan to this man and son, the neighbor said he was tending the house and had instructions to call the police. This was yesterday, and we shall now have to turn it over to the legal procedures to retrieve the equipment. The material was loaned in order for this person to work directly on Liberator layout and production. He no longer is in any way associated with the staff. The other was purchased and loaned when the man in point had failure of his own system. A new computer was purchased by the Institute and loaned while the Institute had the original apparatus repaired and parts replaced at no cost to the individual. Knowing the person in point was having great difficulties, the issue has not been pressed into legal retrieval because it seemed so atrocious to all senses. The equipment is now necessary for the task it was purchased to serve, and the ones in point plan to take the equipment and leave the area with it. That, or they are lying to the group who is planning to serve their money needs. I can only remind all of you, quote, "It is not nice to try and deceive Mother Nature or God. God will allow you to work it out right down to the line, but when it becomes direct assault against Him, He will uncover the lies and then again allow all involved to work it out. I have laid the plan in point of deception to ones involved and can only hope they will regain clarity of perception. In this person's frantic thrust to discredit, destroy, and damage us and our work, he has only given absolute credence to us for that which he claims is not, and others have suffered far longer than have our people from this person in point. If you offer truth, the adversary sends in his honor guard to fool you. However, the adversary always deceives himself and reveals himself if left to unfolding of circumstances. What will America West Publishers do? I don't know, but it would appear there are criminal actions involved herein in thieving computer data, mailing lists, searching through private documents and files, and in holding property unlawfully. Since the mailing list is as held by America West, both for our journals, magazine, and the Liberator paper, I do ask that some action be taken, for this allowance of entrance by one so unscrupulous is reflection on our own readers and violation of their rights to privacy. These things above are not hearsay or assumption. This man says he has this information and is using threats and blackmail with them. My first suggestion is that he think again. I have sent yesterday's unveiling of the plan as he had struck it to many, many locations. I will not print it in the Liberator until such time as he has had time to read it and look carefully at that which he has been caught in the doing. So be it, for he had immediately sent a representative to retrieve a copy from boxes as offered to local participants for sharing of information as we write daily. Ah, yes, it is painful to our workers to realize that the enemy has been within us and continued to feast at our table and sit with our communion. But this, Chiles, is typical of the adversary who uses and destroys. Do we cast these persons to the winds? No, but if they willingly go into the whirlwind, they shall be left to the whirlwind. I would believe that most will see the truth of the situation and not allow ego, guilt, and discovery keep them from seeing the light in the truth of the actions in the moment. Commander, we're going into the news now. Would you like me to
just
subside?
Go on.
Very well. Notations of interest. Have all of you taken note of what Senator Barbara Mikulski has been crying forth about FEMA? She has been most active in labor and human resources and states that the actions of FEMA in recent emergencies are atrocious and unthinkable. She goes on to say that they have failed in every way to meet the people's needs timely or materially. Then she wraps up her assault by saying, quote, they are totally unprepared to meet any emergency needs of natural disasters or instances as they were set forth to serve. They have spent all of their time and resources preparing for nuclear war.
Hold it. This is out of one of the senators' mouths that is on one of the directing boards of FEMA. I want to know how many of you have bomb shelters in preparation for this nuclear war. How much have they done, FEMA, for you? They are now going to bulldoze down what is remaining of the homes in Florida after 30 years of being told that they were substandard shells that would blow away in the first gust of wind, and they did. You will notice that now they are now sending in more troops to ensure removal of the people, quote, from those condemned buildings. They are going to bulldoze them down because of problems with possible infections. What's going to happen to the little handful of property? Now, remember what those executive orders say. Under force, they can relocate you, take your property, do anything they want with you, and they are going to do it. And they've been preparing for nuclear war while they put you to sleep. Go on, please.
Do they not tell you the threat is over? How so? It is that truth comes in such strange passages. Tobacco company, first big business in Russia. Does this not make you a proud American and Marlboro man? Quote, the first major industry in Russia will be an American cigarette company, which will put out umpteen million cigarettes for the local economy. This and the guaranteed subsidies now promised by Bush to the grain cartels, not the growers in America, for shipping grain off to these needy nations, should about do it, brothers. If you are unable to see what they are doing to you by viewing Florida, Los Angeles, where not one thing has been done following the riots, and in other places where damage has been so massive that it is only shadowed by the more disastrous used for publicity by the politicians. Just wait. What they have in store for your confirmation of destroy and gain control is on the execution boards now. Such as Spotlight. Now I'm told by some that it is easier to believe from places such as Spotlight. Please, I said, read such journals with discernment. Spotlight offers as much disinformation, no information, and mixed information as does the establishment New York Times. How can we know that, you ask? The last edition brought to my attention tells it all. There is open attack on Republicans, which means nothing, as all elite are working for the same goal. And any negative spurts against Clinton are buried inside, while the topic of the Idaho incident with Weaver was covered without one mention of Bogrites. This would at best be hard to do, since the entire event ended up revolving around Bogrites. But if you note the full media blackout orders against Bogrites, it makes quite a lot of sense. If anyone can remember far enough back, the Spotlight originally pushed Greitz in every possible way, including advertising his books. They refused to write on the subject or on any involvement with POWs and or allow his books to be mentioned in the paper. So, do I say don't read it? No. No. Read it and then complain. Complain and re-complain to them, not me. They betray a trust which was built much as the man in earlier subject did herein, build trust, give many truths, suck you in, and hang you. By what they do not say and do tells it all. They want you to know about the Bilderbergers and the elite strongmen, so you will recognize the power and strength when it is unleashed on you. They have told you that Clinton is groomed by these ones to serve. That is why Bush is blasted right and left. Are they mad at Bush? Probably, but it matters not, for the adversary and all workers toward global control have the same goal. How they get to that goal is supposed to be totally confusing, and it is dependent upon that you, the people, do not wake up in time to realize the toast has burned, or that you don't even have any wheat to make the toast. Most often, as these papers and periodicals seemingly pour forth inside information, they are only manipulating you into false impressions. Just as every time there's going to be massive upheaval in the world over Israel, there is some show of distancing and irritation with Israel, only to end up giving away more than was originally asked for. This is the game. It is up to you to be discerning and see beyond the shroud. Like all news, and in this instance even better, there is good news to distract. You do not stay in business blasting the establishment and New World Order and work and publish right under their noses without more than token problems with the ADL. Come, come. The ADL is but a working faction of the British intelligence community that they have filled with Israelis to confound the Jewish community. The journals, paper, and lessons. As more and more readers come to share, we get bunches and bunches of letters asking questions and demanding responses and explanations of something, say, in journal number 56. Why would you expect to understand calculus if you never went to third grade arithmetic? If you start at the end lesson of a home study course, do you expect to skip all the lessons prior? We are constantly blasted up one side and down another for some perceived indiscretion, only to have the next line read like this. Quote, "And I've read one of your journals and three liberators." Or worse, "A friend loaned me your last liberator and I..." These journals are written in sequence and dated, just like a study course or magazine. These are factual pieces done as quickly as we can get them to you, while every effort on your place is put forth to stop them. Mostly, they integrate that which is available, has at some time been available, or that which has directly been banned or removed from your ability to attain. We are spiritual in truth. We must cover that which is wrong to allow you to see where you are, and then we can talk about where you are going and how to get there. Most of you wish me to write you individually and give you information that is in at least a dozen of the journals. I cannot do that to the regular readers, and therefore ask you new participants to be patient and do your own homework. I am not in the business of giving private readings and tutelage to individual seekers. The information is for all, 6.5 billion of you. Neither am I responding too apologetically to you who claim no time to read. We have, through one scribe, produced 58 full journals and parts of two additional and written a paper of anywhere from 28 to 48 pages weekly in 36 months. This is not to make you feel sorry for my scribe or myself, but to show you that it can be done. And to you who thrust nastiness at Dharma by, "Well, maybe, but you don't have to do anything else like work, 10 kids, and the other problems we people have to face." Oh, she and EJ have 9 children, 9 1/3 grandchildren, a house full of people constantly, offices in the home, which means people all the time, and who do you think does the things of living? She even cuts her own and EJ's hair.
Well, his doesn't really count.
So is this some kind of miracle worker or something? No, just like you, with a willingness to serve, a desire for knowledge, of which she now finds she had practically none, and a love of nation and brother. This is, however, why it is so difficult for her to have her own ones who claim such abiding and deep friendship and understanding, giving gifts and then shoot with poisoned darts in the back at the directions and in the hands of a charlatan from the world of undercover intelligence brokers. I say the foregoing because I have to ask indulgence and patience from you as we effort to get to responding to your inquiries and demands. Few are demanding, most are loving, and ask only if you have time. Know you are beloved, and every contact is accepted as a gift and treasured. Each item sent is treasured and has special meaning. For everlasting, between we who receive and you who send. We never object to objections and disagreements, for they most often give opportunity for the best lessons. This is often difficult for ones to understand while undergoing the attack, but the water clears in the unfolding. As with the opening discussion this morning, we will be most happy to print both sides of the arguments ongoing with Dr. Coleman and others. I do, however, feel the time and space is too precious for such unless the lessons worthy and the information worthy. My intent is always to offer all, petition you to read all on all subjects, and then only then discern intent and judge actions. Without all evidence, there can be no honest discernment. This afternoon's meeting. Dharma, you do not walk alone into the den of jackals. The meeting was offered for the sharing, and we have visitors and loving friends who have traveled far to meet me. I thank you for walking into the target zone, but I promise you, Chila, that if the house be filled with the enemy, we shall clear it this day. Ones who come in effort to regain footing are welcome. Those who work, as has this group, to damage and destroy shall not enter into my house and remain. These meetings are not some cult gathering. These gatherings of my workers and peoples with a, these are gatherings of my workers and people with a job to do, projects to discuss, business to share, help to offer or ask, and an opportunity to share questions, answers, and speak of that which bonds us together, God and our purpose and service unto that God. Please trust and understand my actions of allowance to this point of these ones in order to pull the viper from the den. But it shall not continue with your enemy in your very room as guest. I have warned over and over that I will now use names and places of the deceivers as appropriate, and thus shall I do. Release this now that we might go over this. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Patricia, you asked to speak. I will say in advance, I do not cut babies in half.
I've always been with this group completely. And my intent has always been divine intent for the totality of what I'm ability to do. And I have been communicating with Atan. And if that's a dark black energy, then we're going to have a problem. But I have not communicated or done anything in this. And I'm going to answer a few of these things here about gathering information of great abundance. I have not. I have not given anything. I have not talked to the man. You say I got credit for him coming here. I handed a letter through to you of a desperate, you knew it, the letter was a desperate type of letter. It was written to me, but I handed it into you to handle. I had nothing further of that at all. I did not continue on. He was immediately isolated, and he got so he wouldn't even speak to me, and that was fine. I accept whatever condition there is. I have not communicated or done anything in gathering information as blackmail, which is mentioned. You're talking about an incident at the motel. Sir, I only go there to work. I have never done anything. It indicates that I have done something covert there. I did not. I don't understand any of these topics. I talked to Barbara Ann Rubio. I told her, I was probably on record to told her, but there's other people here, that she would get her money. I totally trust the Institute. I have been on record by many other people that I support that 100%. I knew she would get it. Why the delay? I could not answer that, but there must have been a reason. I do not understand it. You're absolutely correct. I am not a counselor, and I'm not a legal advisor, and I never played the role. I did not intend to do anything except support that energy to settle her down. She threatened to kill herself in front of me and one other person, plus she said it to another person. This is a woman in desperation, and I felt within my soul and my ability to deal with what she said to me is to do what I could to settle her down, and that's all I did, sir, all I ever did. And as far as dealing with Coleman, I have never communicated with that man at any level other than the platitudes and cliches. I know things that are going on, but I have not participated at any level. And I could go down through this whole business, but I don't think it's necessary if it's not going in the Liberator. I do not feel I have to defend myself. I have done nothing to... I've always supported Doris and EJ. I've supported this group. I, even if it meant to keep me out of the way, if that's supporting it, then I'm willing and accept that level also. Thank you.
Most things are well beyond our own perceptions of our contributions to confusion. Patricia came here hoping to serve.
I did for a year and a half.
Not understanding that there are personality traits, assumptions, and feelings of knowingness that are quite painful. I will have to go back a little farther than even before you came. One was here who was to have served Soltech. You told that one not to be here, that this was not a place for her.
That is not correct.
That is correct. And the name is Joyce Nash.
Right. It is not your place.
Patricia, this is not a place to air these things.
All right.
It is not accuse and deny time. If you perceive you have done nothing to contribute to ones in misunderstanding, then that is your perception. But ones who say, I heard this from Patricia, or Patricia said, I also must call them a liar.
I don't know what is being said. I don't know what has been said. This week is the finally... finding out what must be said. Did Coleman use my name? I don't know what happened. I am not in this. If anybody says I said that, I have to question that. Yes, sir. But I am not out here talking. I have been in statement records that I do not support some of this stuff that's being said. I honor what they say. They have a right to say it, but I'm not saying it.
Who is they?
They is a different energy that's outside of what we consider the core active group. And I'm not, you mentioned the names.
I would like the names mentioned. They have mentioned yours.
They have what?
Mentioned yours.
Well, I don't know what Barbara and Rubio said. I don't know what other, any one of the different energies. I was accused of taking things from Marina, and I did not, and she found it when she knew. That was never passed back to you to be corrected, that I did not take that stuff, that she found it. It was cleared up. And
what makes you think it was not passed back to me? You are assuming Doris and Hatton are two and one in the same.
Except with Doris even said today she was very unhappy with me.
I am. I am. Doris is.
I have not done anything to blackmail or turn anything against you. I have not said things against you. No, I have not. I have supported this.
Do? I don't know, but it would appear.
I would want to do anything to disrupt her or get her upset with me at any level. I apologize. I ask forgiveness if I publicly go on record for that, too.
I think if it is permissible with the rest of the group, that this is not the place, unless you want some kind of a trial. And I don't believe that's what you want.
Sure.
This is what we either are going to grow above, or we're not going to work together, period. That doesn't mean I'm going anywhere, doesn't mean Eckers are going anywhere. It doesn't mean the liberator is going anywhere. We have a job to do. And it has nothing to do with all this quibbling and backbiting. And I hear and I receive what Penny is doing. Because there is no ability to have a spiritual group, for goodness sake, you ones need spiritual unity. But you don't need gurus, do you see? You don't need Hatan as a guru. And this is why we have had to lean completely away from any other show of unity. Or the first court hearing would have pulled you down. They send intelligence people. They send spies. Other groups like that university and Bob Girard send people here to spy and report. And so far, they find nothing. Not even Jason Brandt, who hates these ones with a passion, can find anything, because there is nothing to find. We welcome their monitoring everything. I welcome them all monitoring the computer where I write. I have gleaned our best workers that you ones will never have the privilege even of knowing from those intelligent circles.
Commander?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can I offer something quick, sir?
Yes, please.
Hold on a minute, please.
Okay. Thank you for hearing me again. And again, I apologize for interrupting you. And I may be out of line, I don't know, but I'm just going to say it. There is a very strong need here to take a lot of the burden off of Doris and Hatan. People do not know how to go within themselves and do their own asking and ask for their own guidance. People have to have some kind of instruction some way or another. People keep asking. I've had a few people asking me. I went with two individuals, and I don't have their permission, so I can't use their names. We went for a walk one evening, and one of them asked me almost desperately to please give her some information, and the response from Jermaine directly within a second was, you have the ability to go within and do your own asking. People need somehow to be directed to doing this. That takes the burden off Doris and Hatan.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I don't know what the answer to that is, but I know that a few of us have tried starting meditation circles, gatherings of trying to help people just from old knowledge, because that's worked for us. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, you're stuck with the same problem, Precious, that are we. Ones who do not know become involved, wanting to offer what they have already learned, which may or may not be incorrectness. But even if it is an incorrectness, if it is handled properly, it can certainly be the fulfillment that's needed to get in touch with that God. But when ones know too much and know it all, they become the teachers of their own opinion. And that's more confusing. And always ones searching with pain in their hearts are going to go to where they can get some ease for that pain in their soul. And if there is twittering and prattling and non-separation, it slops over as being Hatan's group, do you see? Simply because they are same ones that gather here to hear this. That basically is my only objection. For the spiritual guidance and camaraderie, I welcome it. I urge you ones to participate. But if all you're going to do is sit there and bitch and moan and groan and pick at the greens who are gone, and how badly mistreated someone did you in, and I deserve this because I wasn't treated well then, do you see what I'm saying? You have become just another little group. And I don't know how to help you, Penny. Because you see, the same groups will turn upon you also.
We found that when Don held his classes for us, the ones of us that participated in it found a lot of peace and serenity, and it seemed to be really good. It seemed to be very healthy for the ones that participated in it, and it somewhat gave people the ability to go within themselves.
Is there a reason that you cannot do that still?
I think that sometimes the feeling is that we don't have your approval on it. And that may not be valid. It's just feedback and gossip that we get back that there's no stamp of approval. So people are afraid, shaking in their boots practically, that you're not going to approve, and so therefore they're not going to attend something that is so healthy for them.
Well, I don't know what to say. Certainly, I cannot ask these ones to always be present for everything.
Well,
and Don did a beautiful job. I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that I thank Don. I tried to get that across at the time. On Tuesday morning, there's no longer Weight Watchers. And I'm sorry that I allowed Dorma to not attend this last week because the others didn't see fit to go on without her. But I had to have her to write. There were some urgent things. And as long as this thing is not resolved with Grice, I have to be at constant attendance. Constant attendance. The point was to take him out. I now have agreement. I have agreement. They will carry on their battle against Grice through the press, the media. They will keep their cotton-picking hands off of him. To this extent, I was told at highest level, it doesn't matter what he does, he won't be touched physically. That doesn't mean that some top sergeant isn't going to take a pot shot at him and maybe get him. But when half the Weight Watchers crew became pregnant and they had an excuse for gaining instead of losing, at least it let Jenny in, who was already too skinny, and she could participate, so they could, you know, share their crystal life stories and this sort of thing for a few minutes and then go through the hypnosis tapes. That assures you of at least half hour of rest and mental rest, if nothing else. This is the beauty of meditation classes. This is what the public tries to pull down, just like they do hypnosis, because it works. If you can silence the mind and the body long enough, you can win the war. And they don't want you winning the war. They don't want your mind in rest. They don't want your soul at peace. And I most certainly gave no indication other than sanction and gratitude for Don taking the time for that. Or for you, Penny, and Russell, to take the time to share with anyone who would come and with whom you have the time to give.
Thank you for making that clear. I appreciate it.
Ginger?
Yes.
Can I make a little statement?
Please, Father. And by the way, I don't say that with humor. I honor this man. That's a respectful title. that he's armed. And I would hear you, Father.
We people are the chosen ones.
Oh, no, not got it on yet. There you are.
Are the chosen ones. If you don't understand it, if you don't buy it, if you're not willing to go 100%, you're not willing to give everything that you've got and everything that you are and everything that you're going to get, my dear people, you are in the wrong place. This is demonstrated. It's obvious. It shines like midday sun. Those of us who are doing this are in no way involved in any way. It says the mill of the gods grinds slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine. Now, Aton's mill, which is the same as Hayton's mill, which is the same as your mill when you understand. We, anyone who wants to be of God, of Hayton, who is God, of soul, who is you, if you want to be in this group, which is not a group, and then that's the price. And truly, the commander has told us over and over again, if you're not with me 100%, then get your ass out of the way. So, I don't mind saying this right now. I've done it. I'm going to keep on doing it. And there are others in this room who have done this. And those are the ones that are going to make it come true. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Commander, I would just like to say, I know that this has been a trying time for a lot, but I just wanted to share that in the midst of confusion, you often find little potholes, so to speak, of a lot of joy. And at this time, there has been very, very much joy that has come into our home through our children. And I know you, Commander, know what I'm referring to, because you have been most gracious, as has Sananda, and every one of the Kohans, as well as Commanders Ashtar and Korton and Soltek and Sannyasi, in instructing our children.
Scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I want you ones to know that when you have 11 and 14 and 16-year-olds who can make this kind of contact with these higher energies instantly and know who they're talking to and lift the whole spirits in a home into a higher vibration. For Pete's sake, can't we as adults do this? We have come here as a family to serve. In the process of our 5-year trek now, when we have really put our feet upon this pathway, we have lost everything. We have either lost it or willingly we have given it up. No one has ever had to take it from us. And that includes a church membership or whatever we had. We gladly laid it aside. All we want to do is be loving and kind and supportive of everyone. For each one of you is special. And each one, all I can see is your beautiful qualities and what each one of you has to give. It doesn't matter about the plant. If you take away the roots, the bloom's going to die. So what if some have a limelight job? That makes absolutely no difference to us whatsoever. We'll gladly support who's ever there, because each is important and each in sequence will have their turn. If you really and truly desire to communicate, believe me, you can do it. If these children that have been entrusted into Rod's and my care, if they can do it, believe me, each one of us can do it. And the things that they have been instructed are absolutely awesome. For their own development, for their own progression, things that have helped us to see more clearly as a family, to understand how lives have impacted us. And it's absolutely beautiful when these children come into the room and say, "Oh, Mom, do you know who I just visited with? I visited with Ashtar, or I visited with Sannyasi, or I visited with Germaine, or Commander Hatton. And this is what they told me. Mom, isn't that wonderful?" Yes, it is wonderful. It truly is. And how this has blossomed, and how many these children can reach out to and help and are helping because they've wanted and they've needed this help. It isn't anything that you really need to get together in a group and do. If you feel that you need to, fine. But it's something that you just need to desire. And as we have been instructed, Rod and I, we just need an absolute focus and pure faith. And if you've got those two things, you can reach through, and they're right there. My children have told me, "Mom, we hear them all the time in our mind." My one daughter told me, she says, "Mom, when I ask a question, I heard them say, 'Okay, I'll take this one.'" She says, "Mom, I hear them all the time." She says, "It's getting hard for me to sort out what I'm hearing now and what's going on the other side, because all I can hear are these higher energies talking, and they're identifying into their mind and giving me instructions." And it has been absolutely wonderful. This one day in particular, I had sent Channing down to the end of the street with a letter to put in the mailbox. And as that child got down to that mailbox to put that letter in, there was a white van, a white panel truck that whizzed by her. And when she was there, the truck went down to the end of the road and started back. Instantly, that child was instructed to get on her bike and to head for home just as fast as she could. Well, that truck headed back. It stopped at the end of the road and watched how she went all the way down the road and turned into the driveway. And she was later instructed, you know, that yes, you know, that could have been harmful for her. And what else was involved was she wasn't prepared to handle, so they couldn't tell her at that time. But to have a child that's in tune like that, can you just understand the blessings that this has brought into our home? When there's ever been a question about anything, if what Rod and I say, if it's not good enough, you just take it to your higher source, which the children do. Because these wonderful higher energies like Sananda and Commander and all of the Kohans have been able to give our children what, frankly, I can't give. I can't take them to Edwards Air Force Base. But the desire of their heart, if it's so strong, they get to go to Edwards Air Force Base. And they see where these things are and where this underground facility is. I can't do that.
That's because you got too old.
Yes, I did. But what I'm saying is it's wonderful how these children can teach. And there has been, in the midst of all this that's happening, we have felt that it's just been so much joy within this last week or so because we have received abundantly. And I just want to thank you, Commander, for this and for all of the other wonderful Kohans and Commanders and Sananda involved, because you've just given us so much. We just feel truly as if the windows of heaven have opened up and have poured us out a blessing that there really isn't room enough to hold. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing with us, Sandy.